In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Dolphins are as hot as any team in the NFL. Defense, statistically, over the last 5 weeks, man, they're tops in football. I think they're giving up 13.2 points per game over that span. Third down conversion rate is like at 31%. They've got 9 turnovers. I think that's second in football. And so some of the very critical statistics that measure how you're playing, they're checking those boxes, and that's why they've won. They've been the winners of 4 straight.
Look, I give the Dolphins a lot of credit. I give them a hell of a lot of credit. Said this yesterday a little bit, and I think that if you follow the NFL and you kind of understand the climate of certain teams and certain franchises, the Dolphins would be categorized as one that in the beginning of the season, for the first couple games, I mean, I thought it was only a matter of time for Mike McDaniel to be shown the door. Coming off weird, obviously, in his interviews, and I'm not going to base what a head coach is like on the field based off of what he says and does in his interviews and how he handles those. I mean, Nick Sirianni is the prime example. But I just thought that it was almost a matter of time before Mike McDaniel was fired by the Dolphins. And during that process, Tyreek Hill, I mean, had a nasty injury to his leg. His leg was, like, backwards. And I was thinking, like, okay, like, if it was already a matter of time, it's definitely within days before they part ways with Mike McDaniel. But they held on to him. And the team definitely stepped up. Like, they've been winning games. And not only just winning games, I mean, some of these games they've won in almost a dominating fashion. They just beat the Jets. I think it was, 34-10 or 34-13. The Jets, they stink, but still, like, whenever you win it with that type of margin in the NFL, it's pretty significant. Clearly, you're doing a lot of things right on offense and defense to garner that victory with that type of margin. They beat the Bills about 4 weeks ago, 30-13. This is a team, as Mike Tomlin just said, is as hot as anybody in the NFL. It's a team that has won their last 4 games. And I can't help but just give credit to guys like Tua for even staying healthy. I mean, Tua was a guy that, I mean, they paid, $200-some million to, has had so many head injuries, concussion injuries. I mean, it feels like every time he gets hit, you kind of squint and you're like, is he going to get knocked out again? But he's found a way to stay healthy this year. Mike McDaniel pushing through, probably feeling the pressure, like we talked about earlier with Mike Tomlin, internally and externally. On the hot seat, pushing through, getting guys to buy in. Guys like Jaylen Waddle, their second receiver to start the season. Tyreek Hill goes down, and he steps up, and he's their number one wide receiver. Like, it's seamless. So I give credit to teams like that just rally and battle through whenever circumstances are against you, and that's the Miami Dolphins. And you best believe that they think that they could come to Pittsburgh and whoop up on the Steelers. I mean, it only takes one game to gain a lot of confidence, and I'm sure that game was the Buffalo Bills because look what has happened after that. They have an incredible amount of confidence right now, and they think that they're going to come in here and they're going to whoop the Steelers. They're going to be explosive on offense. They're going to, get after Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you think that their defensive line and their front seven aren't looking at the Steelers' offensive line, even though we all believe that the offensive line has gotten a lot better. Trey Essex said that yesterday. I said that yesterday. But with Dylan Cook maybe starting his first start of his NFL career, that was his first snaps of his NFL career on Sunday, you're kind of licking your chops if you're the Miami Dolphins. So the Steelers better be prepared. They have had a couple rest days here, which I think is much needed, but they better be prepared for this team that has an abundance of confidence right now. I just love games like this. Callis, I absolutely love games like this because there's an added incentive to a game like this. Like guys like Minkah Fitzpatrick, guys like Jalen Ramsey, guys like Jonnu Smith, whenever a team either trades you or releases you or moves on from you, there's always an added incentive if you go back and have to play that team again. So you don't think Minkah Fitzpatrick is like frothing at the mouth to get back to Pittsburgh and to play the Steelers? Like that's what makes these competitors such a joy to watch at times, is because it's not all about money. It is about money, but it's not all about money. Most of the time, it is about the little matchups like this. It's like, you know what? You gave up on me, Miami Dolphins, if you're Jalen Ramsey, so I'm going to play my best game. Minkah Fitzpatrick, you know, I got drafted by Miami, then they traded me, and I, you know, live in Pittsburgh for many years. I'm the safety, and then I get traded. I'm the one that gets traded off of this defense. Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring my A game on Monday night. It's just fascinating to me how those little dynamics can work in a football game.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.